Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Very lovely.
I know. This is Faith Hill. This is the theme from the film Pearl Harbor. Is that right?
Yes. And listen.
When I think back on these times and the dreams we left behind.
Yeah, I've heard the song.
I'll be glad. Let's just listen for a moment, Phil, about the love story. The love story that compelled all of us 6-7 short months ago.
And Margaret Gray is with us, by the way. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret is a nationally syndicated columnist. She writes a newspaper column for some 150 papers across the country. And we're going to get your thoughts today, Margaret, on Pearl Harbor. This is the 60th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, isn't it?
Phil, today, indeed, is the 60th anniversary of a little thing called Pearl Harbor. I want to sort of throw something in here, though, Phil, and I want to propose something that I don't want you to shoot down. And I'd like you to hear me out.
Go ahead.
Phil, I believe that when he dies, Ben Affleck should be buried in Arlington National Cemetery. Now,
all right, I gotta hear that.
Just listen to me, Phil.
I gotta hear the Ben Affleck.
Yes, and I'll tell you why, Phil. Ben Affleck was part of a film that opened the eyes of a nation, Pearl Harbor. Now, the trauma of recreating that horrific day so debilitated him that this fine young actor went into alcohol rehab. Now think about that. He fell apart, Phil, teaching so very much of us about our country, and I think in the long run about a little bit about ourselves too.
Okay, you, Craig, you can turn that down, all right?
No, I ask, please keep the music up, Craig. I ask Craig Taylor to accentuate my comments with the music.
Margaret, Ben Affleck was the movie star that was in the movie Pearl Harbor. That hardly, you know, I would think, qualifies him to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. Now, you know that there is a debate going right now about the pilot of that ill-fated American Airlines flight that went into the Pentagon. He is a Navy reservist, and there is a debate certainly over whether he should be in the Arlington National Cemetery. Ben Affleck is a movie actor. I'm willing to hear you out on these things. You want me to listen. But you need to give me some...
Phil, before Pearl Harbor, the film came out, no one knew about Pearl Harbor. This film opened our eyes to this event. It was transfixing. It was an education. It was...
Wait a minute. Everybody knew about Pearl Harbor. Everyone had heard about... What makes you think nobody...
Phil, as a nation... We never knew about it.
I knew about Pearl Harbor.
You're a history buff. As anybody that listens to your program knows, that you love history. And so naturally you'd know about it.
All right, that is a good point. I am a history butt. A history buff. Not a history butt. Although I probably sound like an insufferably boring ass when I talk about it, but I do like history.
And I think that's admirable. But just because you know about history, you can't put yourself in the shoes of the rest of 99% of America that was completely clueless about Pearl Harbor until Ben Affleck teamed up with a very, very courageous director by the name of Michael Bay and turned our eyes toward this event. Now,
you're telling me...
Phil, I'm saying that no one knew...
You're telling me that nobody had ever heard of Pearl Harbor.
We had heard of Pearl Harbor. I'd heard of Charo. I had heard of Pia Zadora. That doesn't mean they changed my life. But when Ben Affleck committed to the project, he committed courageously to bringing it to life. And what did he get for it? A drinking problem. He crawled inside of a bottle, Phil.
I'm aware of Mr. Affleck's drinking situation, the problem, and I think it's tragic anytime anybody has a problem with alcohol. People in my life down through the years have had alcohol problems. It's a difficult thing.
Then you understand what young Ben Affleck did for not only you, not only me, but for 260 million Americans that had no clue about Pearl Harbor before he teamed with a very courageous director named Michael Bay and brought these horrific images to our minds. The man experienced the horror of making that picture. He crawls into a bottle, and what thanks has he gotten? We can't pronounce his name. He's doing those embarrassing commercials with Matt Damon. Gwyneth Paltrow dumped him like he had anthrax. And he crawls inside of a bottle.
But I hardly believe, okay, that...
Now, remember, you're speaking now as a history buff. A history buff that knows more about this than the rest of us.
All right, then I'm a history buff and I know more about it. I still say that Ben Affleck, as fine of an actor as he is, as courageous a performance or whatever that he gave, and doesn't deserve... You're saying that when he dies...
When he dies, yes. Listen to the music of Faith Hill. Listen to the love story of Pearl Harbor. If it wasn't for Ben Affleck, you wouldn't know those war heroes existed. You live and work in Los Angeles. You're trying to pander to listeners that don't. What are you doing? Don't you know who pays the bills?
Well, let me get... Who pays the bills? My hard work pays the bills. My advertisers pay the bills.
You work in the entertainment industry. I am surprised that you wouldn't back up Ben Affleck. He's one of us. You stab him in the back to score points in where? Austin, Texas?
I'm scoring points with... Hold on for a minute. I'm scoring points with my audience. If I know more about Pearl Harbor than them, it just seems to me that people had heard of Pearl Harbor. 1-800...
Well, they hadn't. Ben Affleck and a very courageous director named...
Michael Bay. I got it.
Well, they committed it to film, and in so doing, Ben crawled inside of a bottle and stayed there. I'm really surprised, Phil.
I'm surprised that you would propose Ben Affleck for burial in Arlington National Cemetery. What about the Pearl Harbor veterans that died at Pearl Harbor? What about...
That's just it. They died at Pearl Harbor. They were heroes, but nobody heard about it. They died, they went to the bottom of the ocean, and we didn't find out about it until 2001. Unbelievable. Thank God for a very courageous...
Director named Michael Bay.
You know, you're very cynical, Phil, and...
Maybe I got my head buried in too many history books. I thought everybody'd heard about Pearl Harbor.
We'd heard about it.
Well, I thought that people understood what it was.
No, we didn't. Not until Ben Affleck came along. And then crawled into a bottle for his trouble.
I need to give the phone number out, all right?
Phil, I'm not trying to keep you from...
I just need to give the phone number out here. It's 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I know about the pilot of the American Airlines flight, but Ben Affleck being buried at Arlington National Cemetery...
By the way, this is something you do that I really don't appreciate.
What is that?
You summarize your opinion, and then you mock the opinion of the person who disagrees with you. And I...
Well, all right, I don't mean to mock your opinion.
You just need to let me say what I'm saying, and to consider.
If it hadn't been for the movie Pearl Harbor, nobody would have heard about those guys dying at Pearl Harbor?
Yes, Phil, yes. I'm sorry, we're not all history scholars like you. And I think it's not a lot to ask for a very fine young actor who would go home at night and drown his sorrows in drink. Gwyneth Paltrow dumps him like he has anthrax. Michael Bay...
A courageous director.
That's right.
Puts him in his movie. 1-800-449-8686. Should Ben Affleck be buried at Arlington National Cemetery, given the fact that if it wasn't for the movie he made... With a very courageous director.
That's right, yes.
Named Michael Bay. We would never have known what Pearl Harbor was all about. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'll tell you what, that Navy pilot, before Ben Affleck gets in there, he gets it.
See, you're doing it again. You're giving your opinion without allowing me to counter.
Go ahead and counter.
I think Ben Affleck deserves burial in Arlington National Cemetery. Because people know who he is, and nobody would have ever heard about the pilot that went into the Pentagon had it not been for Pearl Harbor.
What are you talking about, man? The Pentagon had nothing to do with the movie. That happened months later.
No one would have heard about it.
If it hadn't been for Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
You're going to have to explain that one to me. I'm sorry. I'm not going to a break until you tell me that nobody would have heard about 9/11 if it hadn't been for the movie Pearl Harbor.
Because... Pearl Harbor made us more aware of explosions and planes crashing. If it hadn't been for Pearl Harbor, 9/11 would have come and gone, and we would have said, "Oh, that was bad. What do you want to do tonight?"
Bull crap. Forgive me, folks. I don't mean to come out of the gate here yelling, but 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Ben Aff, he lived his pain, Phil. And it,
Ben Affleck lived the pain of what? Of making a movie?
Of making the film Pearl Harbor. Do you know what Pearl Harbor was about?
Yes, I know what Pearl Harbor was about. Can we turn the music down for a minute here? It was about the Japanese attack on the American military installation at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, and on subsequent attacks against the air base at Hickam Field and against the barracks there, the army barracks.
Because you're a history buff, Phil, because...
All right, I'm a history buff. I know stuff. Just seems to me that maybe other people know this crap because they were taught this in school.
You do a talk show and you think these people are educated, is that it?
I think some of them are.
Listen to the pain that Ben Affleck lived. And the bottle that he crawled into after the...
Are we going to hear about Ben Affleck crawling into a bottle, man, to the whole bloody hour here? I know he crawled into a bottle. And, man, probably had more with Gwyneth Paltrow dumping him like he had anthrax, the way you put it, than any horror that he lived filming Pearl Harbor.
Phil, Ben has been dumped before. He's been dumped by some of the most beautiful women in the world. But he never crawled into a bottle over it. No, no, no. It was Pearl Harbor.
Oh, isn't that dramatic?
You really like mocking me, don't you?
I just think you're overly dramatic. 1-800-449-8686. Sandy, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Is this lady insane? Saying that he should be buried in Arlington National Cemetery is, like, so disrespectful to anyone that ever served in the military.
Now, hold on for a minute. Ben Affleck is one of our fine young actors.
An actor is one thing. That is not living it, doing it.
He did live it to a degree because the horror of making that film and working for Michael Bay caused
him to... It's just like I tell my kids, it's a movie. It's not real.
No, you're right. It's not real. But, Sandy...
The men that lived it and died over there or still living today and live with the horror didn't become alcoholics just because they did live through that.
But nobody
I've known about this all my life. I'm only 37 years old. But I learned it in school. My grandfather was in World War II. My children know about it.
Who would know about it if Ben hadn't made the movie?
I've known about it before Ben Affleck was probably even born.
That's because you had a grandfather that was there. Not all of us had relatives that were there. You see what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. You're saying, in other words, the people who have heard about this had to have had a relative that was there.
Yes.
That's
well,
insane,
my father was in World War II, but he wasn't at Pearl Harbor.
But he
well,
was But he was in World War II.
Pearl Harbor either, but...
Okay, so there you go. You see, you know about it because your grandfather was there. And so that's what...
My father wasn't there, but he was in the war.
That's how you know about it.
Why?
Because your father was in the war.
Did anyone ever watch the news? Every year they announce it's the 10th anniversary, the 20th anniversary, the 15th anniversary.
They didn't announce it just
because of the movie.
The 20th anniversary of what? Pearl Harbor. Is that a place where they string beads? What is that?
It was where the Japanese...
Yeah, you know, but does Sandy, if you know so much about...
I don't know as much as Phil does, because I'm not a history buff, but I know
when the Japanese attacked the United States,
and that's when we got into World War II.
What happened? What happened at Pearl Harbor? Sandy,
I really don't know, but I know about
Pearl
Harbor more than I need to know.
You don't know about Pearl Harbor.
That a movie
Sandy, you know.
Ever
Wait a minute, Sandy.
To tell me.
Sandy, you know the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. Tell her.
What happened,
That's
Sandy?
What I said a minute ago.
What happened?
The Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, and that's when we got into World War II.
Which squadron?
See, I don't know.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Everybody knows about Pearl Harbor, but she can't answer one question.
What do you mean, which squadron?
I didn't claim to be a history buff. I'm just saying, you're saying nobody knew about it before the movie.
That's
exactly
right.
I knew about it before the movie.
That's right.
I don't
no,
even,
didn't. You
I've seen
you
the movie,
you heard
I still
about
don't
it.
Know details.
Oh, you heard about it on the news when they said the 20th anniversary, blah, 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 and you turned to your mother or your father or your husband or your friend and you said, isn't that where they surf? Isn't that a surfing place?
No, I wouldn't even know that either.
That's right. See, so you didn't really know until Ben came along.
Oh,
now,
good.
Why did the Japs attack?
You know,
well,
that's
the Japs
not the point.
Now.
The point is
why
he does not need
attack?
To be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. That's reserved for people that really
right.
dedicated
fine.
Their lives to, in,
that's
to
fine,
freedom.
Ben.
So we can live and
that's
talk
fine.
About this like
so
we do.
When Ben Affleck is found drunk and with DTs in the gutter and is taken off to detox, will you think at least one time in your life about what he did for you? No, you won't.
Excuse me, no,
but
I won't, because he
no.
hasn't done anything
when
to me.
Shaking
and there's
shivering
no excuse
in a
for anyone
unit.
To be an alcoholic and blame it on a movie or anything. He didn't even
all
live
right.
it.
So,
and
Phil,
I think that's just...
and when Ben Affleck wakes up with imaginary bugs crawling all over him, you won't at least say, thank you, Ben. Thank you for letting me
well,
know that Pearl Harbor is a place
and
where people go
snorkeling.
He didn't go to
all
any
right.
war,
yeah.
but
Sandy.
He lived through hell in other ways. And it's like he didn't use
he
anything
what?
As an excuse.
Your
he was an alcoholic. He admitted it. He got help.
He
so,
lived through hell what?
You know, there's no...
Did your mother put him through hell? I don't understand.
He lived through hell. It's none of your business. We don't have to talk about it. Sandy, thank you very much for your call.
You're welcome.
You see, she didn't know anything about Pearl Harbor.
Well, what are you at? Which squadron attacked?
Oh, big Pearl Harbor buff, huh?
I don't even know which squadron attacked.
Bullcrap, you know you do. You're pretending like you don't.
I... 1-800-449-8686. Pauline, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
All I have to say is that Pearl Harbor, within hours...
Pearl Harbor? What is it, Phil?
Within hours of Pearl Harbor being attacked...
was that a country singer or was that a war? What was that, a country singer?
What are you talking about?
Is Pearl Harbor a place that was attacked or a famous country?
Pearl Harbor is a place where which
all
was
right.
attacked. You're the ignorant one.
Very good. You know that...
Let the lady finish, please.
Sorry.
Pictures, within hours, pictures and films were shown all over the world.
Pauline, I don't doubt that you were there. You're probably old enough. I'm talking about the rest of these idiots.
Yes, the rest, everybody
the rest
knew
idiots.
About Pearl Harbor... Because
did you
it was because of Pearl Harbor, the Americans came into World War II over in Germany as well.
Wrong. No, that's not right.
That is right.
No, the reason why the Americans came into World War II is because Hitler had called Roosevelt an asshole or something.
No, nonsense.
Yes,
no,
nonsense.
That's baloney.
That's baloney.
We declared war on Japan, and 3 days later, Germany declared war on us.
Why?
Why what?
Why did Germany declare war on us?
No, Americans...
Because Germany declared war on us because they were an ally of Japan's.
No, Hitler had called Roosevelt an asshole.
No,
no, he did not.
No, he did not.
All right, Pauline, if you know so much about Pearl Harbor, how much tonnage...
I know all about Pearl Harbor.
If you do, I'd like to ask you, how much ship tonnage can Pearl Harbor accommodate?
Do you know how much?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, tell me.
8 million tons.
Bull, you're making that up.
Well, Pauline says she knows all about it. Hitler had said Roosevelt had a small penis, and that's when...
Whoa.
Oh, crikey.
Wait
you're potty.
No, I'm not potty.
You're up the pole.
The only pole I've been up, I wouldn't tell you about. I'm too much of a lady.
Oh,
and if you are...
You want to read up on history.
Did you see Pearl Harbor? The movie. I'm not talking about what the foggy recollections you have.
It's not a case of foggy recollections. I saw the actual thing that happened on film.
Where was it? Where was it?
Over in England.
No, it was in Hawaii. There's questions.
No, I'm talking about the film. It was shown all over
the
world.
The fact is, this woman doesn't know anything about...
You're confusing her. You asked her where it was. She said it was in England where she saw the movie, not where Pearl Harbor was.
Where was Pearl Harbor?
You better read up on your geography if you don't realize where Pearl Harbor is.
A lot of people don't
know. You're so ignorant, you shouldn't be on the air.
I know where Pearl Harbor is, but do you? And she hangs up. And you know why, Phil? Because she's...
You're asking questions that a lot of people don't know...
Don't know the answer to because they don't know anything about Pearl Harbor. And the reason why they don't is they did not know that Ben Affleck was in...
Wait a minute. Maybe you ought to ask them if they saw the movie. If they saw the movie, then they'd know all about Pearl Harbor. They'd know all about ship tonnage, and they'd know that it wasn't in England. It was in Hawaii.
Well, you're right about that.
Yeah, thank you very much for giving me one. Margaret Gray was with us, nationally syndicated columnist. We're talking about Pearl Harbor and how Ben Affleck should be buried at Arlington National Cemetery because, after all, after making that movie, he crawled into a bottle for you and me so we'd know about Pearl Harbor. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Okay, I've heard this song, all right?
So this is a love story from the film Pearl Harbor, a film about an event in the history of America. Let me give you some facts about Pearl Harbor. Fact, when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, okay?
Yeah.
That was frightening, all right? That's number one.
No kidding! Did you have to go in?
Phil, please resist the temptation of being sarcastic. Please.
No, give me some more Pearl Harbor facts.
Number two, we declared war on Japan, the Empire of Japan, the next day.
Really? I didn't know that.
You're very, very rude, and you're very sarcastic.
Look at Margaret. Everybody has heard Franklin Roosevelt say
You are a history buff. Can you be sure that everyone has heard that?
Well,
can you be sure?
I guess I've heard it, and...
Oh, you've heard it. That means everyone listening to your program right now, Phil, wouldn't know Franklin Roosevelt from Teddy Roosevelt, from a teddy bear. Fact. People died. Ships sank. Fact. It happened on a Sunday. Fact. We declared war on Japan shortly thereafter. Fact. Ships sank. And people died.
Oh, God, this is driving me nuts! You're telling me nobody ever heard about it until Ben Affleck... Will you turn that music off? Until Ben Affleck did the movie.
And he deserves to be buried in Arlington National Cemetery, along with all the other brave people that have opened our eyes to the horrors of war.
Boy, you just sounded like Franklin Roosevelt right there.
I'll take that as an insult.
Take it any way you want, okay?
So I sound butch.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Helen on the Phil Hendry Show. Helen, go ahead.
Yes, I would like to know what this Mrs. Gray is doing on your program. She's uneducated.
I know
she's
more about
ridiculous.
Pearl Harbor than you do, dear.
I know more about
Pearl Harbor than you do.
No, I'm sorry you don't. I'm a Canadian. And
oh, a Canadian's going to tell me all about my country now.
No, well, you don't know very much about it.
Isn't that the ultimate gall?
No, you don't know enough about your country.
All right,
well,
if you know so much about Pearl Harbor, if you can say
that people don't know about Pearl Harbor, that was the greatest day in infamy in the 20th century until what happened in September of this year.
I can't understand how a person
who is supposed to know, you're a columnist, I'm told.
I am a writer,
You must pay people to look up your information, because you don't know anything.
Let me ask you a question. When did the Japanese attack Canada? I wasn't aware that there was a...
Everybody in the whole world knew about Pearl Harbor. I don't know what this woman is doing on your program.
Well, I will say this much. Everyone knew about it, but I don't know how many knew about it. So you're being rude.
Come on with the comments.
Excuse me, you're being rude.
Well,
my
darling,
dear.
Oh, darling, lighten up a little bit.
I can't. I was listening to you, and it made me so angry. I can't be.
Helen,
you said people don't know about Pearl Harbor. Everybody knows about Pearl Harbor.
All I'm asking is that Ben Affleck be allowed to be buried at Arlington National.
You're asking a stupid request.
Why?
He doesn't deserve to be there.
Look at fact. Ben Affleck
I know all the facts.
Fact, Ben Affleck was dumped by Gwyneth Paltrow like he had leprosy.
A lot of people get dumped.
He got dumped.
Yeah, a lot of people get dumped.
A lot of people become alcoholics. That has no reason to bury him in Arlington Cemetery.
After they make a movie that opens the eyes of American and Canadians alike about
Please, what do you mean open up the eyes of America?
You didn't know anything about Pearl Harbor until that film came out, and you know. All right,
I didn't see the film.
Tell me this. What
Excuse
was the
me, I did not see that film. I deliberately did not go.
Well, then you don't know anything about Pearl
Harbor. Excuse me.
What
I know more about it than you do,
evidently. What's the main import-export of Hawaii, then?
Pardon me?
What was the main import-export of Pearl Harbor?
What are you talking about, import-export of Pearl Harbor?
Oh, so you know all about Pearl Harbor, huh?
What was your question supposed to be?
To know, you said you know about Pearl Harbor.
What is your question supposed to be?
To find out whether you know about Pearl Harbor like
I went to Pearl Harbor deliberately to see the memorial, would you believe?
All right, which
I went to see the cemetery and the sunken ships.
Well, the answer, Helen, is pineapple, duh.
No,
oh my God.
You mean they grow pineapple?
Oh, my God.
You mean the Dole Company?
Oh, my God.
Is it Hawaii?
You didn't know pineapple comes from Hawaii.
No,
Why do you say that?
May I ask you why you say that?
Because I asked
you what the
main import-export
was. I'm talking about Pearl Harbor, the movie.
Every idiot knows that pineapple,
the Dole Company, is out of Hawaii.
I'm talking about Pearl Harbor. I have to tell you, I'm no history buff,
and I don't know a lot about a lot of things. But when you say that
you said
Ben Affleck belongs in this particular cemetery because he made a movie about Pearl Harbor that nobody knows about, it's laughable.
Who is Ben Hitchcock? I don't know who that is.
I didn't say Ben Hitchcock. I said Ben Affleck.
You said Alfred Hitchcock or something like that.
She said Ben Affleck, okay?
There's something wrong with your hearing, lady.
There's something wrong with your hearing. Helen, may I say something?
Certainly.
First of all, I asked you, did you know about Pearl Harbor, the war event, not the movie. You said, yes, you did. I asked you, what's the main import-export of Pearl Harbor? You said you didn't know.
I didn't know.
It was pineapple.
Excuse me. Stop attacking me.
Why are you attacking people, okay? The people, everybody who went to school, everybody that opened up...
I went to school, I learned about Pearl Harbor.
Mr. Henry, I'm offended by you trying to protect your ignorant callers. I can do very well. Thank you very much.
You are the most ignorant, uneducated... I'm ignorant, no adjectives that can describe you.
I'm ignorant.
Why in the world you're on this program in the first place, I'll never know because you know nothing.
Oh, Helen, I'm ignorant, and you didn't know that plastic Lay's come from Hawaii.
I wore plastic Lay's when I went to Hawaii.
And then you should have known that that is one of the main exports of Pearl Harbor.
We're not here to talk about the exports
of
Hawaii. We're here to talk about the movie Pearl Harbor.
I thought we were here to talk about the
Pearl Harbor. We're not here to talk about the exports or the imports of Hawaii.
All right, and Ben Affleck.
We're here to talk about the movie.
And if you know about the movie, what did Ben Affleck crawl into after making the movie?
You've said it a million times.
Please shut up and let her answer.
Oh, what was your question? I didn't hear you.
What did Ben Affleck crawl into after making Pearl Harbor?
I have no idea. I'm not interested in Ben Affleck.
Oh, my God, so you know all about the movie. He crawled into
I don't know about the movie. I didn't go to see it. I'm talking about Pearl Harbor, the event.
Oh, I see. So it's not the movie. It's the event. First, it was the event, then it is the movie.
You say people don't know about it. Everybody knows about it. If they're halfway...
What do they call the number one law enforcement agency in Hawaii?
Don't ask me anything except about the event of Pearl Harbor. That's what I'm calling about.
Phil, can I ask you a question?
I'm calling about the event of Pearl Harbor that you know nothing about.
Helen's calling about the event.
Nobody knows about it.
No one knows about it until the film came out.
Oh, please.
Phil, I want
to ask. Many films there's Pearl Harbor.
I'd like to ask Mr. Henry a question.
There were so many films made about Pearl Harbor.
Hold on for a minute. What do you want to ask me, Margaret?
What is the name of the number one law enforcement agency in Hawaii?
Who cares?
Well, wait a minute. The number one law, I ought to know this, the Hawaii Highway Patrol.
Oh, my God. It's called Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, bull crap.
Oh, listen to you, Kathleen, and you're from
you're
Canada.
Laughable, lady.
You're from Canada.
I have no more time to waste on you.
What's the number one? Yes, thank you.
Talk more about Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, Phil,
about
get more Canadians to call in so they can tell us all about it.
Pardon me?
I said we should get more Canadians to call in so you guys can tell us about our country.
Well,
good
I have to
God
tell you
Almighty.
That we know more about your country than you know about ours.
And why did you belch like that?
Because I'm just fed up.
I know more, and the Canadians know much more about the United States than the United States citizens know about Canada.
What's the capital of Alabama?
It's shameful.
What's the capital of Alabama? Goodbye, lady. God, I hate ignorant Canadians. I hate ignorant Canadians because...
Wait, whoa. I don't even want to spend as much time with that woman as we did. But the fact is, she knew about Pearl Harbor.
She did not, Phil.
She didn't know that pineapples come from Hawaii. How is that not knowing about Pearl Harbor?
Good God Almighty, when they send pineapples from Hawaii, where do they send them from?
Pearl Harbor.
And she didn't know that? And you've never heard of Hawaii 5-0.
That's a bullcrap made-up company or agency or something.
Who's the number one private eye in Hawaii?
What?
Who is the number one private eye in Hawaii?
I don't know.
You've never heard of Jim Magnum?
Who's Joe? Get out of here with your TV questions.
I have been insulted. I have been rudely sodomized on your air audially. I have been insulted.
And you know all about the square tonnage that goes into Pearl Harbor. I got time for another call. Renee, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like, first of all, would she like to reveal her age? I'd like to know how old she is.
I'm 53 years of age.
53.
Yes.
I have a daughter who is a baby boomer, as you are,
yes,
who is 50 years of age. She knows all about Pearl Harbor.
I don't know if that's
every
true
child,
or not.
I beg your pardon?
I don't know if that's true or not.
I didn't call to lie, ma'am. And don't,
well, everybody says they've heard of Pearl Harbor, but do they know what happened?
Don't insinuate that I'm lying. I take offense at that.
Well, do you know what happened at Pearl Harbor?
I beg your pardon?
What happened at Pearl Harbor?
What happened at Pearl Harbor? What
yes
do you want, a blow-by-blow account?
No,
the
thank
Japanese,
you.
The Japanese surprised with a bombing.
How unsure you are? Do you see how unsure you are?
Listen, lady. I don't know, lady.
And it wasn't the Japanese. It was the Empire of Japan. And
oh, come on.
Hey,
it was
lady,
the Japanese, okay?
I think you have a few screw looses.
Screw looses?
Screws loose.
Screw looses did a TV show in the 50s. And it was...
Okay.
Listen, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm speaking to you now because, very frankly, I think speaking to her is a waste of time.
No, you are not allowed to speak to him. That's rude. You have to speak to me as well.
Honey,
go ahead, Renee.
There's no way I want to speak to you because you are an unreasonable, ignorant person.
You didn't know the Phil, Japanese bomb
Pearl
Harbor.
I don't know why
she
you're giving
the
this airtime.
Well, the lady's a writer, and she's doing an article.
I don't like being spoken about as if I'm not in the room. That was done to me as a
That's
child,
too
and
bad.
I got very upset.
I don't like being spoken to as if I'm lying.
I developed a dependency on tranquilizers because of it.
That's too bad.
Yes, well, then please don't make me go back to drug abuse.
That's your problem, not mine.
Ben Affleck crawled into a bottle because Gwyneth Paltrow dumped him like he had anthrax, and we need to bury him at Arlington National Cemetery because he gave up his sobriety so he could make Pearl Harbor.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Oh, my God.
We've had World War II.
And I would also say this. I think that Pearl Harbor was a substandard movie.
Say that again, very slowly. It was a substandard movie.
Yes, it was.
Right, both of you can go to hell.
Oh, she hung up.
Good for her.
How about that?
I think you just wasted. You had her on for about a half hour.
Well, she was my featured interview on our Newsmaker line.
This woman needs
And one more thing. I don't see where
I thought you hung up.
Well, I called back. Ass.
The Japanese didn't bomb Pearl Harbor. The Empire of Japan did. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Yes, I just wanted to say that this man is a male chauvinist pig, and just because he don't love his wife enough to take her to Vegas and show her a good time,
I love my wife very much.
Tell me you don't love your wife enough to take her to Vegas.
Why do you figure
that? Because if you did, you wouldn't be embarrassed to take her.
Well, you don't take a woman to Vegas.
Oh, yes, you idiot.
You just said you do take a woman to Vegas.
You don't take your wife to Vegas.
Well, then evidently you're not faithful to your wife if you can't take her to Vegas.
Wait,
you're going to Vegas just to fool around.
Look at that. See, you're upset because you don't get to go to Vegas.
But I haven't been to Vegas, so take that and shove it.
Where have you stayed?
At the Grand Casino.
What a dump.
Oh, yeah, the Grand Casino. The Grand, MGM Grand, is that what you're talking about, Shanna?
Yes.
That's a very nice place.
It's a hole. Compared to the Las Vegas Hilton, it's a hole. Look, Shanna, all I'm saying is a man loves his wife. He's faithful to his wife. He raises his children. He goes out and he works for his family. But don't ask him to take you to Las Vegas.
Well, evidently this dude did not ask him. He volunteered to take her.
That's
so
right.
Evidently he loves her enough to take her.
I want to take
my... And if he wants to take her, I think he ought to take her.
Why can't I take my wife to Vegas?
No right to tell him otherwise.
Wait a second. I'm telling him he's not bringing her to Vegas.
Why can't I bring my own wife?
And I'm telling you that he can bring her to Vegas.
Well, I'm sorry, but if he brings his wife to Vegas, then all the other guys are going to think he's PW.
Well, then all the other guys are chauvinist pigs just like you.
Ow, that hurts.
Oh, well, so in other words, you don't mind being called a chauvinist pig.
I'd rather be called that than PW. Look, Shanna, are you married?
No, I was married.
And
but
guess what happened?
My husband was like you and couldn't keep his in his pants.
I'd ask you to watch your language, ma'am.
Yeah, you need to watch your language, Shanna.
Okay.
Look at Shanna. Here's the number one problem. You were married. Underline were. Want to know why? Your husband had to wheel your luggage through a casino.
Well, you don't know.
No, my husband was allowed to go anywhere he wanted to go, with or without me. That was his choice.
He
was free to do whatever he wanted. I was free to do whatever I wanted.
Well, he was free then to leave you behind and go to Vegas, right?
But his choice was not.
I guess he was also free to divorce you.
All right, whatever.
No, he wasn't. I'm the one that divorced him now. Take that.
Well, look it. You want to go to Vegas?
With you? Hell no.
Sure.
All right. Never mind.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
Hello, my name is Bill Everly. And after being refused service at a number of national hotel chains because I'm a black man, I came up with the scrotum-tightening impersonation device. What happens is I put this on my scrotum, and I tighten it up, and I tighten it up, and I tighten it up, and now I sound like G. Gordon Liddy, don't I? That's what you do if you're an African-American man. You get the scrotum-tightening impersonation device. It's handy when you're calling up for reservations at restaurants and making reservations at hotels. You'll never be refused service again when you use the scrotum-tightening impersonation device. Now let me loosen this, and I'll go back to my normal voice. See, this is how I really sound. All right? But if I call up and I say, yes, I would like to reserve a room for this weekend, I'll say, well, you're a black man. We are not renting to you. But if I use a scrotum-tightening device, and I tighten it up, and I tighten it up, and now I sound like Art Bell. And I can call up and say, hello, I'm Art Bell, and I'd like a room for this weekend, please. One that's really high, and one that affords me a capable view of the stars. And after I check in, I can loosen the scrotum-tightening device, and now it's back down to my normal voice, see? Any African-American man who tightens his scrotum up can make your voice sound like a high, whiny Caucasian man anytime you want. Watch this. I can change my voice to Charles Carroll, even though he's been dead for like 5 years. A lot of these dumbass white people don't know the difference. Watch this. I'll just tighten up the scrotum tightening, and hello, I'm Charles Carroll, and welcome to Sunday morning. Mary Brown has a little farm out of the outskirts of town where she throws bread to the ducks and all that other stuff, you know, them white people talk about. See? And I'll do one more. Here, I'll tighten it up, and hello. I'm Tom Brokaw, and this is NBC Nightly News. And I'm going to swallow my own tongue. Hello, I'm Tom Brokaw, and I have epilepsy. I've swallowed my own tongue. I gotta get rid of that voice, man. That sucks. There you, man. The new scrotum-tightening impersonation device.
New from Piedmont Enterprises. Okay, thanks very much, Bill. That was great. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.